You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The lame duck session of the legislature is headed toward gutting the law on earned sick time and higher minimum wage, and it's looking at bills that would allow the legislature to intervene in court cases and in a power play away from the Secretary of State would give supervision of campaign finance laws to a commission. Here to talk about those things are our Friday commentators, Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican Majority Leader in the Michigan Senate, and Gilda Jacobs, the President and CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy and a former Democratic member of the Senate. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lester.
Let's start with the paid sick leave law. It was a ballot proposal that the legislature took up and passed. Now it looks to be changing the law to essentially gut just about everything. Ken, this move by the legislature bucks the will of the people if polling is correct. The numbers show about 70% of those polled support the law as it was proposed. Why is the legislature in the midst of making these changes?
Well, there's kind of a lot of nuances to this. I think the Senate action is more than a little heavy-handed in terms of the extent to which they're going to modify it. But just kind of for the record, you know, I personally do not believe legislation should be done at the ballot box, which what initiated laws do, like the paid sick leave or the minimum wage and various and sundry others. And the challenge is when and if they get adopted by the voters, it's virtually impossible to amend. So that's kind of what has precipitated Republicans to try to amend it in the same session in which they adopted it, you know, sort of avoiding the ballot box issue. And whether that's constitutional or not, it's going to be decided by the courts. I guess my point is, I don't like the way this constitutional provision allowing the voters to initiate laws has been used of late. But I will also say, I think the Senate action in terms of the magnitude of their amendment is more than heavy-handed.
Gilda, this is not the first time a lame duck legislature has done something like this. What do you think of it?
Well, I think the fact is that going to the ballot for some groups who are trying to get legislation passed is the only way they can have their voices heard when we have a state that is very gerrymandered and where we know that certain issues would never be taken up by the majority party. So this gives an opportunity for, and it's really, you know, very democratic with a small d, a democratic way for the people to still have their voices heard in a system that really has been designed to really stifle the voices of others in our state. And I do agree with Ken, this is a very heavy-handed approach to really gutting something that was really meant to help our lowest paid workers who really do need a break in the state.
For the record, the group that made the original proposal says it's prepared to take it back to the ballot in 2020, so we'll see how that goes. Next is this power play by the legislature to intervene in legal battles and put campaign finance supervision under a commission rather than Secretary of State. Ken, the Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard, who lost the race for Attorney General to Democrat Dana Nessel, says if he'd been elected, he would be in favor of letting the legislature intervene in court cases against the state because it's good government. What's your assessment?
This bill, this idea of allowing the legislature, either the House and the Senate or both, to intervene might be relatively benign. But my reservations about it is that I think it just needs to be vetted thoroughly in terms of what really does it mean. And it's probably the kind of issue you don't or should not take up in lame duck. You know, I'd like to have the state bar weigh in or the Law Revision Commission weigh in on it as to what it actually means and what the impact is, because I don't think anybody really knows. I think the rhetoric about how disastrous it is sort of overblown in the sense it might not be, but it might be. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of a weird answer to your question. I just don't think it's been vetted much.
Yeah, you're looking at both sides. That's good. I like that. Gilda, a good government or an attempt to undercut the incoming attorney general?
I think it's a non-well-thought-out attempt to cut the powers of the incoming attorney general. You know, Ken makes such an important point. is that there are, I think there's like over, 100 of bills that may be taken up in lame duck. Some of them who really have not really been vetted properly, research really hasn't been done well. You know, there are often intended and unintended consequences of bills that are really rushed through. I think this particular issue is very, very important. It really does need a deeper dive. If I was on the other side of the aisle, I would be concerned that some of the things that they would be doing in lame duck may come back to bite them again when there's a Republican governor or a Republican secretary of state or attorney general. We have to look at what's good for our state long-term, not what's good for a political party.
Another bill that would take supervision of campaign finances away from the Secretary of State and give it to a proposed Fair Political Practices Commission made up of 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats appointed by the governor. Ken, is this something better supervised by an appointed commission or a statewide elected official?
I think it's a silly bill. There's no evidence that this kind of campaign finance commission is a good idea. The federal level does it, and they're basically dysfunctional. And there's no evidence that the Secretary of State, going over many, many years, has done a poor job of regulating campaign finance. And I would point out it's been controlled by Republicans for 28 years. If they've done such a bad job, then this bill should have been introduced a long time ago. It's a solution looking for a problem.
Gilda, who should be in charge of oversight of campaign finances in Michigan?
I'm going to let Ken Sigma be in charge. His responses are so reasonable. You know, we have a system that has worked well. It should continue to work in the same way that it's been. So, again, I totally agree with Ken that this is a solution looking for a problem. You know, it's a very political solution. You know, I think at the end of the day, and maybe this is where you want to, you know, have this conversation go, my hope is that Governor Snyder, who has really been, you know, such a kind of a good moderate thinker with a lot of different issues, will really look at these bills. You know, nobody tried to go in and curt his abilities and his powers or any of the powers of our state officers now, you know, that he will veto these bills that are really, you know, not good government bills, that, you know, are really an attempt to gut the power of the incoming administration. So I'm hoping he will do the right thing, you know, at the end of the day and say these bills are very undemocratic and they really don't reflect the will of the people of the state.
You know, the irony of this move is that Secretary of State-elect Jocelyn Benson is one of the nation's leading experts on campaign finance. So
it
seems like an ironic time. I've got one more quick question for both of you. If they do pass this bill that allows the legislature to intervene in legal battles, one of those legal battles will probably be about Proposal 2, the gerrymandering, anti-gerrymandering ballot initiative that passed. What do you think of that, Ken?
Well, the reason I say this idea might be relatively benign is we're simply talking about who can make arguments in a court on a certain issue. And, you know, I think all sides need to be represented. The courts, judges ultimately make the decision. And so that's kind of why I say that this might be just a modest idea that doesn't have a great impact. But once again, we just don't know. It just hasn't been vetted very thoroughly about how it would work. For example, if the House were to intervene on a case, do they have to take a vote on the House floor to get permission, or can the Speaker just do it? I mean, these are pretty important questions that haven't been answered.
Gilda, final thoughts?
I totally agree with Ken. And I think we have to look at there really is a separation of power the way government is set up, and it needs to continue that way. So I'm all for good government.
That is Gilda Jacobs, a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sigma, a former Republican legislator. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lester.